Welcome to the Children's Families Relationship Virtual Summit. Today brought to you by the Public Speakers Association. We call this our Change Your World event because that's what we're all about. I am so excited to introduce to you Ms. Lauren Wyatt. Lauren, why don't you take it from here?
Hi, Tanya. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm Lauren K. Wyatt, love psychic and creator of the Revolution for Love. I'm the creator of the Manifest the Relationship Heaven program, Single No More program, the Enlighten Your Love Life movement, and the Love Life Makeover Assessment. I specialize in working with heart-centered and highly conscious women on creating their own versions of relationship bliss. And today, I'm so excited to be here because we are going to talk all about the secrets to breaking the laws of love and how you can create, boldly create, your own version of relationship bliss. So before we go any further, this is not an ordinary type of how-to talk. In this talk, we are going to go so deep, and together we're going to make waves as we identify, first of all, what a law of love is, and really importantly, why you might want to break them, because these laws of love are keeping you from having your own version of relationship bliss. And I'm going to take you through this whole process because it is so important to me that you boldly and deeply create a life that reflects your soul's true essence and your own inner magic, relationship bliss. So what I'm about to share with you today may not really be up your alley if you're somebody who loves to just stick with tradition and how things have always been done, and if you're somebody who's happy with having a status quo kind of life and relationships and love life. And I already feel like you're not that type of person since you tuned in for this awesome conference that's all about changing your world, especially in this precious area of relationships. So if you're someone who's ready and willing to experience fully and powerfully a new result in your relationship and love life, and if you are ready to challenge some limiting beliefs you have so that you can create a paradigm shift and dismantle everything that you thought was true about love, then this talk is so going to get you to that place. So really, all of this information is for you if you consider yourself to be a love outlaw or a heart-centered renegade. A heart-centered renegade is a person who has dreams about what they want to create in the world, how they want to transform the world. And they want to really do this through enjoying their relationships and living them fully and completely with their partner so that they can grow as individuals and together as a couple. These types of people like you, heart-centered renegades and love outlaws, have broken, whether you know it or not, some of these laws of love. And really, all of us still have just a little bit more to tweak so that we can continue to live these lives that reflect our soul's true essence. So also, parts of what I'm going to talk about might trigger you just a little bit. You might be shocked sometimes. Sometimes you might be awestruck. Some things you might totally agree with me about, and some things not so much. really, it's because we're going to talk about things that might challenge some beliefs that you have that maybe you weren't aware that you had. And I want to let you know that any way that you feel or any reaction you have is perfect, and it's just fine. Because our thoughts and our emotions and our feelings, that gives us so much information on how we can start to have lives that we really, really want and relationships that really and deeply fulfill us. And that's actually one of the secrets, is just being in touch with what you're thinking, what you're noticing, and what you're feeling. And our feelings and responses that we have in our body, these are all ways in which our soul communicates with us. And every client that I work with, we are so big on them connecting with their inner wisdom, with their soul, so that they can have a relationship that really reflects their deepest desires and their soul's true essence. And when you're connected to your soul and your inner knowing and your inner wisdom, this is so empowering because it allows you to really and boldly stand in your truth so that you can have the relationships and love life that you really, really love. So one of the absolutely main secrets of breaking the laws of love and boldly creating relationship bliss is getting in touch with your own personal power. And so often when we're following these laws of love, we may not realize it, but we're giving our power away to other people. And we're going to get into this more in a minute. So the main secret is just knowing and having this connection with your personal power. And a big, big, big part of this is knowledge. Knowledge is power. So we have to, first of all, know what our desire is so that we can let our soul guide us into this place. And we also get to be aware of what these love laws are so that we know that we need to break them. Because how can we do anything about anything if we're not even sure what's stopping us from having what we want? So the voice of our soul is often the most quiet voice. In fact, the majority of people on our planet are not connected to their inner wisdom and soul. Many people on our planet, and you know, even some of us, we can go through this from time to time. We feel like we do not have a choice. And many of us can experience heartbreak and hopelessness. Unfortunately, this is a part of the human experience. Things are not always perfect and flowing. And it's how we respond to these challenges that allows us to have a relationship and a love life that we really, really love. And the thing here is that most of the time when we get into these places of heartbreak or we're just feeling hopeless about our circumstances, we feel like we're having trouble connecting with our partner, we feel like we're having trouble attracting our dream partner, well, this can lead us to feel depressed because we don't know what the problem is, and we feel like, you know, other people are in charge of our happiness. Like, think of all the times where we think of, if only this person would do this, then I would be happy. Well, what this does is this goes against the secret of having your own personal power, and it's really what it leads to is it leads to you guarding your heart, and it stops you from giving and receiving love, which, of course, this is a recipe for more heartbreak and dissatisfaction in your love life, and we totally do not want that. So the main ingredients of dissatisfaction and hopelessness and despair are the laws of love. And know this, these laws of love, they are so not loving. These laws are actually just about the most disempowering misconceptions of love that could ever exist. And what's scary about it is it's something we cannot see, and until we're like consciously aware of it, it's something that we continue to subconsciously believe is true, and we start to think that love has to be a certain way, or we have to behave in a certain way. And what's happening is we're mindlessly following these love laws. So I want you, when I say law of love or love laws, I want you to think of an illusion. And an illusion is something that we think is true and it seems really true, but it's really not. And these laws of love are keeping you from having your own version of relationship bliss. Okay, so another thing about these love laws is in order to break them, you really have to have a reason to break them, because you can know what they are, but it's really good to have a reason. We don't want to be rebels without causes here. We want to powerfully stand for something. And I'm going to take you through an exercise that will help you get to the root of what your true and authentic reason is. So if you're in a position where you can do this, so if you're driving, or this is not, you might need to do this at another time, but if you can, I would like to invite you to close your eyes and just start connecting with your breath. Slow down all of the mind chatter. And just connect with your heart. And right now, I want you to feel and to tap into and envision your own personal version of relationship bliss. What does it look like? What does it feel like? Just nestle into this moment for just a few more seconds and connect with it. So now that you have your heart's vision and you've felt in to what relationship bliss looks and feels like for you, acknowledge that whatever came up is an aspect of your dream relationship. And I use the word dream very purposefully here, because a lot of people settle. They take what they can get in their love life, in their intimate relationships. They think that maybe they're doomed to be single because they've had experiences that really allowed them to think that way. Maybe you're one of these folks. Or maybe the interactions that you have with your partner, maybe they're not quite like what you saw and felt during this exercise. But this is your dream. And our dream is what leads us into a secret to what we need to know to break down and dismantle these laws of love. Your dream is your desire. And if you have a pen and paper near you, or if you just have a really good memory, maybe you could jot down one or two words about what feeling came to you, any colors you saw. Maybe there were specifics. But this is something that is personal to you. And the thing is, in order to have that, you have to be willing to uncover whatever is blocking you from having that. And I talked about power at the beginning as the biggest secret. And a lot of power is knowledge, and it's not necessarily knowledge that comes outside of you. It's your own self-knowledge. It's your soul. It's your intuitive process. And whatever came up for you in that visualization, that's your soul whispering to you what is possible. Now, of course, another thing we have to be aware of is what is currently happening in our love life, because we cannot throw a bypass on reality here. So this secret, you get to really be real with yourself. You get to acknowledge what is. Because one of the secrets, this secret is all about honesty, self-awareness, and personal reflection. So tell me, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, where do you rate your current love life and relationships? How much does it mirror that vision that you just had? And whatever answer you have is your answer, and it can really point deeply into these laws of love. And if you're someone who chose closer to 10, okay, first of all, that's really awesome, but I want to challenge you a little bit here and ask yourself where you could take your dream relationship and expand it even further. In every moment, there's an opportunity for expansion. And sometimes when things get really good, we just stop. We stop, and maybe our status quo is something that would actually be somebody else's dream relationship. And this plays into the love law of scarcity. Scarcity is the opposite of abundance. Scarcity is not expansion. Scarcity keeps us in our place, and it stops us from transforming our lives. And maybe you're scared. Maybe you're scared that you've been through things and they're really bad, and you're afraid to rock the boat to have what you want because you don't want to destroy what you've created. And I totally understand that this is an invitation for you to go deeper and think bigger. And if you were more toward the one on a scale of 1 to 10, this can indicate that you could be playing into a number of the love laws. And there's one I'm going to touch on here because it's one that I used to totally buy into all of the time, and it's something many of my clients have struggled with. And it's the love law of sacrifice. And this is all about feeling disempowered and like you don't have a choice. And it's all about doing what you've been told is the right thing to do, but somehow the right thing to do never quite ends up that there's a win-win situation or that either one of the parties are happy. And maybe you're giving into this love law if you're someone who puts people before yourself and you expect to be acknowledged for it, or you're someone who gives and gives and gives and ends up feeling burnt out. And you might also be attracting people who take advantage of your kind nature. And the thing about the law of sacrifice is we think that if we put other people before us, then that's an act of love, when really it totally goes against everything that love is, because in love there are no losers. And you matter just as much as the person or people you're putting in front of you. So this isn't always the easiest stuff to tap into, and it's a huge topic. And I'm so grateful that you're taking the time to listen to this topic, because most people, it's something they don't want to look at because they might feel uncomfortable. And this isn't about blame. It's not about getting angry or at yourself or feeling guilty. This is about you using that main secret of power to take charge of your love life so that you can fully heal your heart and boldly, boldly create relationship bliss. And I would love to support you further with this and go more deeply into this. And I have a couple of options for you, and both of them start with you going to my website at www.enlightenyourlovelife.com. And on my website, you'll see that you can sign up to receive a free report. This report will give you further insight into how these love laws can show up in your life and how you're blocking yourself from giving and receiving love. And another option is that if you really want to go deep, we can look exactly at how these love laws pertain to you, and you can sign up for a love life makeover session for me. You can apply for that session, and that's still on my website. So just scroll on down and you'll see that. But either way, the secret is be powerful. Knowledge is power. And you get to be aware of these laws so that you can break them, and you get to have a reason to break them. And you get to use self-discovery, self-reflection, and you get to have the magic of your soul guide you in the process of boldly creating relationship bliss. Thank you so much for listening today.